This is a meditation that we like to call minding your own business. It's minding your own energetic business. Also known as the higher self to higher self meditation. So first we'll talk a little bit about this and then we will walk right into it. So everyone who works with us is very empathic and tends to be very involved in everyone else's energy and takes things on. And of course, you have a desire to help because that's who you are, to be of service with your gifts. But the thing that's really important is that you begin to learn to use your spiritual gifts on yourself. And then we will assist you in bringing your energy to your own, into your own self, and then sharing at the level of the higher self that which you desire to share. It is a much more effective and efficient way these days of being of service. So we're going to invite you to feel your core energy, your divine line that runs through the center of your body, your core column of light. Feel it going through your grounding core deep into the earth, and feel it reaching up to the heart of source in the cosmos. On every in-breath, we invite you to imagine that at the level of your higher self, you are breathing back, retrieving all parts of you that you have shared out there in the world, that you've spread around. Just breathe them right back into yourself, into your core. And with each out-breath, imagine that you can return everything that's not yours, that you've taken from other people or taken on from situations. You don't need to know what it is, and you don't need to know who it belongs to or where it's going. Just know that at the level of the higher self, all of this is happening. You're not doing the work with your mind. Notice how centered and balanced you feel and how in touch with yourself you feel. And then we invite you to think of someone that you know needs something, or you might feel them tugging on you. You might feel them wanting something from you. And maybe it's even someone that in your regular day-to-day life, you try to avoid. But we want to let you know that right here, as you are balanced and centered and in your own energy, you can safely share whatever wisdom and information you have for that other person at the level of higher self to higher self. So here's the way this works. You can imagine a ball of light about 4 inches above your head. That is representing your higher self. And then you can imagine the other person. And even though it might seem that not everyone else has a higher self, we assure you they all do. So go ahead and imagine their ball of light, their higher self, about 4 inches above their head. And now imagine at the level of the higher self, you can share wisdom or love with them, whatever it is that they are ready to receive, or whatever it is that they are needing. And as you share it at the level of higher self to higher self, it's almost like you can see a beam of, let's say we're going to share love. So there's a beam of love going from your higher self to their higher self. And at that point, it's not your business what happens after that. So we don't want you looking and trying to see, are they accepting it? Is it getting in? What are they doing with it? That's where you let go. Your job is over once you have sent it to their higher self. So you can take as much time as you like to do this, but just notice that the longer you do it, the more likely you are to get yourself involved in their business, their energy. So keep breathing your own awareness back into your own core column of light running through your body, deep into the earth, up to the heart of source. And when you feel complete, go ahead and bring your energy back to this core column of light. Pull all of your energy and awareness off of everyone and everything else back into your core. We want you to know how much we appreciate the work that you do in all dimensions, in all realms. Know that you are deeply loved. Blessings to you. Aho. This information is copyrighted. Please visit elainageltner.com for more info.